From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Coming up, we've got an inside look at the business of hip-hop and a personal look inside the life of Thurgood Marshall with Harvard's Randall Kennedy. But first, let's kick things off with headlines. Today, we start in a hearing room of the Senate Rules Committee. Today, they'll be considering nominations to the Federal Elections Commission. One of the names up for consideration is a mouthful, Hans von Spakovsky. And his nomination is raising quite a fuss. He once ran the voting rights section of the Justice Department. There he championed both the controversial Georgia voter ID bill and former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay's Texas redistricting plan. Critics have argued that his work in the voting rights section has disenfranchised thousands of poor and minority voters. Today, Georgia Congressman John Lewis sent a letter to the committee saying von Spakovsky, quote, could turn back the clock on 50 years of progress. But Edward Blum of the conservative American Enterprise Institute has called the controversy a, quote, pseudo-scandal. Our next headline takes us to your heart. According to a new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, if you're black and suffer a heart attack, you're less likely to undergo coronary bypass surgery than white patients. And that is not necessarily by choice. Hospitals didn't recommend the surgery to blacks as often. That was true whether the surgery could be done in-house or required a referral. That means mortality rates for black patients a month or more after a heart attack were significantly higher than for white patients. We at News and Notes will follow up on this story. And our last headline takes us to the campaign trail. A recent national Los Angeles Times Bloomberg phone survey found Hillary Clinton is still the most popular candidate among Democrats. She weighed in as the choice for 33% of Democratic voters. Barack Obama was a clear second with 22%, and Al Gore came in third at 15% without even being in the race. On the GOP side, Giuliani is leading with 27% of the Republicans, but another undeclared is shaking up things, too. Former Senator Fred Thompson placed second with 21%. According to a Washington Post ABC poll, women are playing a big role. They prefer Clinton to Obama 2-1.